The 2024 Kennedy Center honorees have been announced, and this year's recipients include Bonnie Raitt, the Apollo Theater, and the Grateful Dead.
Sugar magnolia, blossoms blooming, heads all empty and I don't care.
NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento spoke with drummer Mickey Hart and guitarist Bob Weir about this moment in the band's history.
The Kennedy Center Honors recognize artists and institutions that have played a key role in the development of American culture. This year, that includes jam band pioneers, the Grateful Dead.
Well, first I thought it was a mistake.
That's Mickey Hart, who's been playing drums and percussion since the band's early years in San Francisco's countercultural heyday.
The old days, it was that we couldn't remember what we played yesterday.
That's why every Dead show is different from the one before it.
Therefore, encouraging the jam. But it's really jazz with a backbeat.
Dark star crashes.
Hart says it's the Deadheads, the fans who pass their music down generation to generation, that keep the group's long, strange trip going.
The honesty of the music reached deep into the fabric of America, and they took it the rest of the way.
Guitarist and vocalist Bob Weir agrees.
Back not so long ago, we were sort of outsiders. Now, all that's kind of changed. We've been more or less accepted into the American musical tradition, which is where we've always been.
Nearly 60 years since the band's start, the Grateful Dead is still breaking new ground. This year, the band set the record for the most top 40 albums in history with the release of an archival show from 1985.
Right outside, crazy summer.
In recent years, the Dead's members have veered into political activism, registering voters at shows and using music to tackle divisions in the U.S.
Here in this country, we disagree deeply on political issues, but we all agree on one thing, that American music is the stuff. It's the real thing. And it's my hope that American music can help pull us together.
Wake up to
December, all four surviving members of the Grateful Dead, Weir, Hart, bassist Phil Lesh, and drummer Billy Kreutzmann, will be honored at the Kennedy Center ceremony in Washington, D.C. Weir says late band members Jerry Garcia and Ron Pigpen McKernan will be with them in spirit.
They won't be recipients because they're no longer among the living, but they are alive and well in me and in us.
Going home by the waterside, I will rest my bones. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.
Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.
Gone to plant a weeping willow on the